Ed raised a little cotton patch, and then Ed picked the cotton out, the seed out. Now, I never had to do these things. My mother, that was her days if they done that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, when they did get for this burning cloth on, now right here they call that ribbon.
Oh.
And they'd make men's and boys' drawers plumb to their ankles out of that stuff and put this next to the hide, you know, unless it turned down. And you take a man that's about 6 foot high, and so many, mm-hmm. Well, my daddy weighed about his standing weight is 190, and then, mm-hmm. 6 foot tall. Mm-hmm. Big drawers like that, and get them wet, and you have to up and down on the rug board. You could say you was tired one night, Tom.
Oh, I can't.
And maybe have to draw the water out of a well. If you didn't draw it out of the well, you get it up out of the spring and carried it. So.
Well, that is really something. Well, how did they?
And the old doors like that would hit the bat and stick too.
I guess they did that. Well, of course, in those days, you had to bring in all your water.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. Well.
Well, they had a water shelf. They called it. They set the water up on this water shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Water bucket, mm-hmm. up on the water shelf. They had a dipper, and the dipper stayed in the water bucket.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, after they started getting running water inside the house, what do you call that thing that the water comes out of at your sink?
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. And what about it on the side of a person's house when they have one of those? What do you call it?
Well, I reckon it's just the outside. Hydrant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I guess, now, do you have much trouble here with your pipes freezing in the wintertime?
Well, not since I've lived here. I never done anything last winter with the pipes. They're all of our pipes is under the floor.
Oh, yeah.
And it don't freeze under there, I don't reckon. Now, Elmore always wiped this hydrant out here on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it was just real, real cold, he'd leave the faucets dripping just a little bit during the night.
To keep them from
freezing.
Mm-hmm. And if they froze, what would happen to them?
Well, I don't know what we'd do. I never experienced that. Now, when I was sick and I was operated on, the water froze out there under the road in the pipe. Now, they took my hydrant down, and of course, I didn't like it a bit in the world, but I never have put it back. And sometime or another this summer, I'm going to try to get Charles Ed Payne to put me another one out there,
mm-hmm.
for you know you need them. If the Boland's house was to catch fire and I had my hydrant out there and a good hose, I could keep my house wet, maybe,
mm-hmm.
save it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But I didn't see no use in taking that hydrant down on the start, but when I got back it stuck down.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even able to fuss with them about it, much less, mm-hmm. put it back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that most of everything, it would have to be things you raised yourself. You couldn't go to the store,
mm-mm.
very much. Well, if you went to the store and bought did they have fruit? Did you buy it sometimes at the store?
Oh, Lord, no.
Fruit
was all raised at home. You just had fruit while during the fruit season.
Mm-hmm.
But women would dry fruit, they'd dry apples, and they'd dry, mm-hmm. peaches, and stuff like that. But you just had, and blackberries, we just had blackberries during the blackberry season. Grapes, we had that during the grape season.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that, you know, mm-hmm. we didn't have no way of, I guess it scared anybody to death, but it went to the store and saw a